Pastor Joshua, you may not come up. And I'm going to go down. Thank you, everyone.
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
As the team, our team leader, beloved Edward, mentioned my name. My name is Joshua, and I am married to one wife. My wife is there also with my son. And, yes, her name is Gladys. And it's an honor to stand there in front of you, share the word of God and what God told me to share with your family here. And also I want to thank the pastor, Jeremy Green, for trusting me, stand and give me this pulpit to minister the word of God. It's one of the things that pastors will not allow the pulpit in the church. But we are so honored to, that you trusted us. Allow us to share the word of God. Thank you so much. Thank you. And also the leadership of the church. And as Pastor Green mentioned, Jeremy is you know, when he comes to Australia, we really miss him. Because he is our president of the music team. He's the one who leads our music team in Solomon Islands. And I know that he will spend months here. And also, Pastor Jeremy came over to Solomon Islands last year, end of last year. Yeah, we have our closing, and I know he's going through a lot. Devil trying to disturb, and yeah, all the messages that he prepared. But we thank God, and the word of God is ministered, and we have a blessed time. This is when I meet your pastor. So I'm really blessed, and thank God for this wonderful moment. And also, I thank you, Pastor, for trust. One of our leaders in our church, Jeremy, part of you and the leadership of this church. And one thing is that we are looking forward for you to come back to Solomon. Yes, with that, thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. When I entered this church this morning, I just feel at home. I don't know why, but it's all I can feel and I can say is, I'm just walking in life, it's my family home, a family house. Not knowing until I enter and I see the writing where it says, welcome home. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And I believe there's much love in this family, in this church. I can sense it and I can feel it. And there's a saying that says, where there is a great love, there are always great miracles. Praise the Lord. No wonder why what God is doing today, because I believe there's a great love in this church. And as I asked the Lord yesterday and last night, I said, God, what you want me to share with the family out there as we're going to visit them tomorrow? God says nothing until today where we are in the bus. And as I sit there, God says, tell them. And this is the topic that I'm going to share with you. God is real. Jesus is real. You can hear people share and teach, preach about Jesus. Today, God says, tell them that I am real. I am who I am. God says, I am the God in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And the present day today and the day to come in the future, I am that God. I never change. I'm same as yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. And someone say amen.
Amen.
God is real. The God that you heard, the God that Jesus that we hear, people preaching and testimonies about, is real. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's really cost us, like, for us to come over here as our leader told us about the struggle, like we're raising funds and all this. But God just stepped suddenly, they just stepped in and said, I'm going to build your prayer through the Australian government. So this God is real. And I know He touched life. And I believe He can heal disease. He can change every situation. And this God is real. And this is the passage, the scripture that the Lord gave me to share with you, family. If you have the Bible with you, just take the Bible with me to me. Gospel John. Gospel John chapter 1, verse 1. Gospel John chapter 1, verse 1. Says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Thank you, Jesus. All things were made through Him, and without Him, Jesus, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life. And the light was the light of men. Thank you, Lord. And the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. Praise the Lord. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, Jesus. And the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him, Jesus. Verse 4 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave them the right to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, praise the Lord, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. Verses 14 says, and the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave them the right. He gave them the right to become the sons of God. In other words, he gave them legal right to become the sons of God. To a place that heaven recognizes. Heaven knows that you are the children of God. You are the son of God. This is the right that God is talking about here. So when we have Jesus in us, God knows that it's illegal in heaven. Hallelujah. It's no longer illegal. It's legal in heaven. When you become the son of God, God knows you exactly. He knows where you go. He knows everything about you. He loves you more than your friend, your family. Because you are legal. Hallelujah. You know the kingdom of God, like heaven. The whole heaven knows. Even I just think about it. It's like an act. Like, yeah, a law. That you are legal to be part of the family of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And if God says to those who believe in his name, praise the Lord. How many of us here believe in that name, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And this is for your family. This is for you and for all of us. I will not take much time here, but I want to say this, that God is real. Jesus is real. I will conclude on this testimony of my life. When I was in my mother's womb, you know, my mother always, in Solomon Islands, I don't know here in Australia, do you have malaria? But in Solomon Islands, malaria is like, it's one of the kind. Like, everyone will get malaria. But if you're not careful with malaria, you're going to die after 3-5 days. You're going to die. And this is what happened when I'm in the womb of my mother. My mom sick malaria, positive. So when she gave birth and after 2 weeks, as infant, then I'm positive, malaria. So the malaria in my life is like, it's like a thing that I used to experience, like, it's like a fortnight. To my primary and yes, came to the secondary until my teenage, until 2007. And I say, I make this covenant with God. I say, God, if you take out this and if you heal me from malaria, if you take out this malaria from me, I will save you for the rest of my life. Until God, you take out the breath from me. From that day, from the 2020, from the 2007 till today, no malaria. And this is how great is our God. Our God is real. And I want to tell the church, if any one of you think of going back, if any one of you think of backsliding, it's not the right time. Because our God is real. Jesus is real. In June this year, I believe God sent me to Vanuatu, and I was there spending 1 week in Vanuatu. The day where we arrived, the pastor there came and take me to the church, and the team, there are 3 or 4 of us. And as when we were there, and it's not a time of prayer, but the wife of the pastor says, we go and let's just have time and pray in the church. So we went to the church and we have the time. And when we start and begin to pray, God told me to weep for Vanuatu. He said, God says, weep for Vanuatu, the whole Vanuatu, weep for them, pray for them. And that moment, I began to weep, I began to cry, tears ran down from my eyes. I pray and cry for Vanuatu. And on Sunday, I told them, I said, I don't know what God is going to do, whether there is a destruction or is a warning for you, but God told me to pray for you. And if anything, then you better repent and change your life. I was in a meeting a few weeks. One of my church members called me and said, Pastor, do you watch the news? I said, no. He said, hey, Vanuatu, the earthquake have hit them. And he said to me, because he was also there, and said, Pastor, you remember the word that you share out there? I said, yes. And he said, I think God is doing what he's doing. And I took it like it's a warning for them. Why I say this? Because our God is real. Hallelujah. Our God is real. He's not a fancy God. He's not a fake God. He's not the one kind of God that people think he is God. He is the real God. He can change life. He touched life, he healed the sick, he mend the broken heart, and he is our God. And before I give to our young people to come and put on dance, I just want to pray here. There is someone here that you really have the desire to serve God. And you really push like you want that God will use you. But there are things in life that holds you back. There are things like you just want to go back. There are things that hold you back. I believe God sent us here to pray for you. And after this, you will never be the same again. And after this, you will never be the same again. If this is you are, then I just want you to hold your church. Just touch your chest, because God knows your heart. He knows your desire. He knows you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Jeremy, please. Glory to God. If we can stand, just honoring our Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are that person, you just hold your heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you can pray for yourself. Just tell God your desire. Tell Him how you feel. Tell Him. He knows your struggle. He loves you. More than anyone, He loves you. He knows every single tears that drops from your eyes. He knows what that hidden thought in your mind. The Bible says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is laid uncovered, bare before Him, before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Everything, nothing is hidden. And God says He knows you by name. Before you formed in your mother's womb, He knew you. And before you come and forth, He sanctified you to be a prophet, to be someone in the nation. And this is your calling. Hallelujah. Let us close our eyes. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the response from your word. That God, that person, that you touch him. Hear in your name, Jesus. Father, with every struggle that he goes through, that your servant, they go through, Lord. Today, Lord, in your name, Jesus. Lord, we pull down every strongholds, every imaginations. Father, whatever thing that devil is doing, God, we dismantle it, we destroy it. And I speak progress in the name of Jesus. I speak healing in Jesus' name. Lord, I decree and declare, Lord, that you continue, God, to work mightily in their lives. With that, Lord, I pray, Father, we open the heavens, Lord, that heavens open over their lives, Lord, in your name, Jesus. Father, we give you praise, we give you thanks. And Lord, you know their heart, you know their mind. You know them. You call them by names, Lord. Father, let your will be done, Lord. And everything that they have struggled with, God, Father, we put them under your feet in Jesus' name. That nothing will hinder them more. And from today onwards, Lord, let them walk under open heavens. As you continue, God, walk mightily. Mightily, God, like never before. And I pray that, God, you continue to cause them love. Cause them to love you like never before. Increase that love, Lord, in their hearts, in their life, Lord. And Holy Spirit, guide them. And Father, we give you praise, we give you thanks. Thank you, Father, for this church. Thank you, Lord, for the leadership. And thank you, Lord, for what you have done. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. And today, Lord, we declare that, God, you are real. Today, Lord, we declare that, God, you are real. Thank you, Jesus. Your name be glorified. Every tongue of God face, every knee shall bow before you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you thanks. And thank you for the deliverance and the healing. In Jesus' name, and all the children of God agree with me. Sound and say, Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.